Welcome to Avyayim Yerushalmi. We're holding Orla Daf Base and the Oizvahadar edition. Perek Rish in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting with Aleph. Six lines from the top of the Amud. So, the Gemara, Ma'u Shiyu Asuri Mishum Gezel. Meaning, if one put a trees on the as a fence, wants to use the trees for the wood, not for the fruits, doesn't have a din of Orla. So, are you allowed to take the fruits? Is there any issue to take the fruits because of Gezel? Says, can you take the wood? You can't take the wood because he's using it as a fence or as wood. The fruits is also being used as part of the fence. So therefore it's still asur. Says the Gemara, Matsrichin Lei. The question will be, Kegon Eilit Tutayo, like these tutim usually refers to some berries, strawberries. The Loi Isbun Mamash, they don't really have any significance. You can't say he's using him as part of the fence. They fall down. They don't have any significance. So is that something you could steal? Says the Gemara, Rimin Shenotoy L'Shum Rimin. Again, using the use of Reb Chaim over here. So now talk about the Rimoin, the pomegranate, talk about a different tree. Or V'Nois Hados Shenotom L'Shem Nois Hados. So these two types of trees, the Rimin and V'Nois Hados, nobody uses them for the fruits. But if someone did go and his intention was to use it for fruits, he did the rimin for the rimin, not for the wood. He did the bnei sados for the bnei sados, not for the wood. Is tani chayov, is tani potter. Machlekes, if there is an obligation in meiser, there's no obligation in meiser. Says the Gemara, Omer of Chizdom, and the Omer chayov, b'mokom shiroi mishamir. And the Omer potter, ko she'in eroi mishamir. The place, the one who says chayov, is because the majority of the people are keeping it for fruits. So immediately, his das is what everybody else is doing. This is a place where they do grow these trees for the fruits. The one that says patur, he says that most people don't have these trees growing for fruits. So butlo daita, his das is butl, and the das are most of the people over here. So the one, basically, boy, imamoko sharu mishami, lamali chishiv. If we talk about a place, the most majority of people do keep these trees for fruits. What do you care about his machshava? Of course, he should go with the majority. Afilu loy chishiv, even if he didn't have a machshava. We will say the same thing by olive and figs. He to have a machshava, they keep it for fruits. No, as we saw before in previous daf, that the zayis and tehino are trees that everybody keeps for fruits. Of course, it's meant to be for fruits. So here it's a place everybody keeps these trees for fruits. I don't have to have his machshava. Says the one in the base of the base, elo afilu mechtsa mishami mechtsa shei mishami. No, we're not talking about majority. We're talking about half and half. 50% of the people keep the trees for the fruits. 50% don't. So then you say you go based on his das. But if most of the people don't keep it for the fruits, so his das is bottom. Omar Masyo mean the batra tarto mokoshein romishamrim afilu chishe potter. That's the use of Reb Chaim. Meaning, what is what Matthew is saying is like this. You're right. If the roiv or mishamrim, you don't have to have his machshava. But the next part of the brisa says, mokoshein romishamrim afilu chishe potter. If he's no mishamrim, if he has a machshava, he's potter. So therefore, we mentioned at the beginning that if Rav Misham Chishev works, we really don't have to have his machshava. I'm just using the same lashon that we're using later. Says the Gemara, "Biyakar Mishem Rav Shimon Yer Tzedek, Kevin Sheolos B'Mokam Chorshim." If you have a vine that grew in the middle of the forest, place where people don't live, Ptur Min Orla, there's no Orla because people don't eat it. On Rabbi Yisrael Filu Netar, even if he went and planted over there, also there's Ptur Min Orla. Says the one about Tanina Noila Meilu Chaybor. We have, it says clearly in the Mishnah that fruit, the trees that grow on their own, they are Chaybor. Says the one, Tomon Beshenoton Bemokum Yishuv. There we talk about in Mokum Yishuv, the Noton Yislav Davka. Meaning there it grew in a place where people are living. From Halcha Shenoton Mokum Choshim. You grew in a place where nobody lives, so then there's no Orlo because people are not going to eat from this tree. Omar Blozar, Ado Tayyim Beshein Noisa Kedet Filosa. That's only if the fruits that grow from this tree don't make enough to cover the expenses of having these fruits in this place. What are the expenses? As Reb Chaim explains, you need to harvest the tree and then you have to ship it to the city. So if it takes, it's too expensive to do that, so then this is not considered to be a tree doing fruits because these fruits, nobody's going to come and do it. But if it is doing kedet filosa, meaning there's enough fruits growing in this tree that it does cover the expenses, so people will grow this tree and bring it to the city, chayeves, and it's chayev and orla. Rav Chuna Shoal, Chuna asks the following question. Esrik shenotoy lemitzvasoy, mai shechayev b'orla. an esrog that was planted for the mitzvah of esrog. That's what was planted. As we have today, you have trees that they plant the trees for the mitzvah of esrog and chag sukkos. Does it have a din of orlo or not? And the reason is, to think maybe it doesn't have orlo because you're not going to eat it. It's not meant for eating. It's meant for a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, chozer of chudno v'omar. Etrog shenotol mitzvah so chayab orlo. If you plant it for a mitzvah, it is chayab orlo. So ask the Gemara. Didn't we learn when we speak about esrog? It says, you have to take it for something belongs to you, and not something that belongs to a mitzvah, not fruits of ma'aseh sheni. Fruits of ma'aseh sheni you cannot use for esrog and chag sukkos. So the Gemara is asking the same thing when he says over here. And by orlo, the pasuk says, shaloi shonim yet lechem areilim. Also says the word lechem. So orlo is only something that belongs to you, meaning something that you're actually enjoying it for yourself, but not a mitzvah. Same thing there, we said ma'aseh sheni, you cannot use for esrog. So here, whatever is a mitzvah, should now have applicable halachas of arlo. And says the Gemara, tamon v'lokachtem lachem bedomim loy min mitzvah. Here we talk about the lekicha. The pasuk says, take the esrog, lachem. What is lachem? Take it from your own money and don't take it for a mitzvah. Pram hocha, he doesn't say l'gabi lekicha. Come on, the tamar gabi shofar. What says by shofar? Yom Shuho Yelachem Mikol Makoyim. It says Yom Shuho Yelachem. Where does it come to exclude? It's not come to exclude anything. First, you want to say, Adrabi, you can use a shofar of a mitzvah. Others want to say, maybe you don't see for me, you can use a shofar of a mitzvah. But when it says Lachem, it doesn't mean to exclude anything. It means Mikol Makoyim, whatever. You should take shofar. Because so here, Shaloshonim Yelachem Arelim Lo Yehokel Mikol Makoyim means you should always have, for you, you should have the issur. Of Arlo doesn't come to exclude a mitzvah because it's not a reference, according to the Gro, it's not a reference to go on Lekicha. It doesn't say you should take it with what you will buy it. She says, Lechem, in the middle of the Pasuk, that means just you will have this mitzvah, not come to exclude a mitzvah, and therefore there is Arlo even on a tree of a mitzvah. So says the Gemara in the Gimel Amud Aleph, Mabi Nurlim Mishame Piros of Leitim. So one second, but if I have trees that I'm doing for wood, as we learned in our Mishnah, there's no Arlo. So why when I'm doing it for a mitzvah for esrog, which I'm not going to eat it, so then you do have orlo. Says the Gemara, Keshem shu roitze bepir yoy, kach hu roitze behetzoy. So the Gemara says there, when you're making trees for siak, for let's say for the fence, so I want the fruits and the wood alike, because I'm using it as a fence. So that's why I'm saying my focus is on the wood. But here by esrog, I do want the esrog, I want the fruit. My main purpose in this tree is for the fruit, not to eat the fruit, but to use the fruit for a mitzvah, still for the fruit. So when the main focus is the fruit, so you do have orlo. I have another explanation why there's an orlo. It says in the pasuk pri etzo, you have to take a fruit to use it as a esrog. If you say this is not considered to be a fruit, it's not edible, so it's said to be wood, now you're etzedechoyva. Torah says clearly you have to use the esrog as a fruit, but the fruit will be your esrog, and there's not fruit anymore. So you see, for me, the Torah is telling me these esrogim that are doing for mitzvah, they have a shame fruit on them, and everything else they have din orlo. So says the moral, okay, so madomilo, what is similar to the case that we had in our Mishnah of trees done for the fence? Esrog is not similar, but what is similar? So the moral says, Zayin shenotu la'adik bar b'chanukah. You plant an olive tree to use the olive to create oil for Chanukah. So here, I'm not using it for the fruits. I don't have any din of pre over here. I'm not using it for the fruits. I'm using it for the mitzvah, and I'm not going to eat it. So that will take away the din of arlo, because arlo is only on fruits. But here, the mitzvah defines this tree, that it's done for a mitzvah, and not for the fruit. Says the more that can be, O my v'yisiv ha'boin, zed v'ar toy v'zevim divreim, v'atom ar hochin. That's a deraisa, that's a derabonon. The arlo is deraisa. The mitzvah derabonon to make Chanukah cannot take away the designation of this fruit, of this tree, to be fruits that are chayav arlo. Then when you take the tree grows fruits. The fruits are chayav in arlo. You're saying, yeah, but comes the mitzvah derabonon and redefines it. It's a mitzvah derabonon, have the rights, I can't take away the mitzvah deraisa. So says the Gemara, Ma domino, what is similar to what we're looking for? You plant an olive tree to use the olives to make oil for the menorah and b'risa mingdosh. Zed v'artoyro, zed v'artoyro, the bold v'artoyro. So here you'll say, different than the esrog, where there you have a din, this should be called a fruit. Here I'm using the olives to create oil. I'm coming here to do a mitzvah. So it redefines the tree from being a fruit tree to being a tree which is meant for mitzvah, and it's not any more fruits on lachila, there won't be orla in that case. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Orla Daf Beis.